time to say very good morning to Peter Allam. Peter, very good morning on this Monday morning.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all our listeners there. Very good morning. A little bit of rain though, and I see it says we have 80% chance today in the East London area. The rain is back.
It's
making the garden good, but making a lot of people unhappy, I suppose.
You know, we always say thank you for the rain, but it is, you know, it is a problem as well if it's too much and you end up with flooding and other concerns. Peter, this morning, talking about our youngsters, you know, we're in the throes of matric exams, and in fact, not only matric pupils, it happens across the age spectrum, but end of year parties, pens down parties, just general alcohol consumption by a lot of times underage. What's your advice? You've got a whole package planned for today. Yeah.
You know, the Eastern Cape Liquor Board embarked on an anti-pens down, that's what they called it. I like your wording for it, to say don't blow it right now. Also, two very good ways of putting it, campaign. So what they're trying to do is curb underage drinking. Yes, a lot of the matric pupils are already 18 years of age. They're busy writing the exams now. They're going to finish within the next month. And my appeal to them from us at Allam's Attorneys and from yourselves at Wild Coast is don't go and do something stupid. You have a whole long life ahead of you. You know, a lot of people say, yeah, I'm allowed to drink. I'm now 18. I'm finished school. No principal to look after and chase, or not to look, but to chase after me. I don't have responsibilities. But it's not like that. It's not the first and the last time you'll be able to drink. You have a whole life ahead of you. You know, life is only starting now. You've worked hard to finish school. You've worked hard to finish your exam. So don't go and do something silly. You know, unfortunately, alcohol puts you in a different space. It leads to rape. It leads to fights. It leads to all sorts of things that you maybe would not do if you were in a sober state of mind. So I support fully the Eastern Cape Liquor Board's anti-pens down campaign targeted at drinking by underage people, children. You know, they are doing their best to monitor. We had the Ugly Tavern story that's going on at the moment. There are a lot of schools in the province that have got programs in place to discourage drinking. I support them as well. But the project is the matric farewell after party. And of course, what's coming now, you know, 40 days has passed. We've had that where a number of children had problems. We now come to the after party, the rage holiday season. Yes, this is something I recall my kids some 20, 25 years ago, where they all went down to, I think it was George Neisner area or Pettenberg Bay or somewhere like that. It's still happening. You know, but make sure that you know where your children are going. I was fortunate enough with all three of my kids to know where they were going, where they were staying. But my advice to parents is don't stop it. Don't say to your child, you're not going to go. You need to let the ropes go a little bit and say, okay, my child is now an adult, finished school. And, you know, if you brought your child up well enough, they will be disciplined enough. And all you really need to do as a parent is to make sure that you know that the accommodation is safe, make sure you know where it is, make sure that you've paid for it, make sure that you know who they're staying with, what friends are with them. The next thing is travel. You know, a lot of the parents drive the kids down there and have the decency to go and fetch them again. I did that once or twice. Other than that, my kids went safely with other parents, which I trusted. So make sure you know how they're going to travel for the rage party. And then the rage party itself, find out a little bit about it from your child. Tell them, make sure that she sticks with the group that she's with. Drink responsibly and avoid accepting substances. Be careful of something being put in your drink and that type of thing. You know, make sure that you've got your cell phone with you so that if there is any trouble, one call to mom or dad can spark something, can put your child back into safety.
Right.
You know, my kids always did that. I shared with my kids, and to this day, as old as what they are in their late 40s, my kids still, if there's any problem, the first person they phone is mom or dad.
Mm.
We're there for them, and they're there for us, which is nice. And that's the relationship you should have with your kids. Financial, make sure that you sent your child away with enough cash. Mobile wallets, perhaps, not money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, also make sure that they keep it, their cards safe and that type of thing, so your financial safety is there. And emergency problems, make sure that they know what your medical aid is, if necessary, if emergency is needed. The police number is another emergency one, 10111 or 112, works on a cell phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many things that you can do. So with the rage party and the holiday safety measures over there, the important things are accommodation safety, travel safety, party and social safety, financial safety, emergency preparedness safety.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, you know, five important things that you need to sort with your child and make sure that it is sorted. Then the next thing, of course, is that the matric farewells are all over.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about, you know, drinking and watching it, the next thing that I'm going to say is make sure that when they finished exams now, I know tradition here in the East London area is that they all go down to Nahoon Beach or Orient Beach or one of the beaches and have one hell of a beach party because they finished their exams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been happening. I did that when I left school. And that's 50 years ago. I'm giving my age away, but 50 years ago we did that.
Mm.
So, and it's still a tradition that carries on.
Right.
But be careful. Water is dangerous.
Yeah.
If you've had too much to drink and you get into difficulty in the sea, it's a major problem. I mean, over the years, how many drownings haven't we had and that type of thing? People swimming in the rivers where they think it's safe, people swimming in the sea and getting into difficulty. You know, you've got non-swimmers that go with and are too shy to say, I cannot swim.
Yeah.
And when you look at them, they're in trouble. So, you know, that's the other thing. So this whole chat is about our kids and making sure that they are safe, making sure they're not abusing alcohol in the circumstances.
Mm.
So, you know, it's there. I mean, teens, unfortunately, it's factual that early exposure to alcohol and other related substances, I mean, dacha has become a big thing. People say, it's legal now. You know, kids smoke as a child and nothing wrong with my child smoking. But, you know, it's dangerous. It has long-term effects. And you've got to be careful with that, you know. Think twice before overindulging in alcohol if you're one of the little kids listening to the program today, a year later. And think twice about, you know, indulging in beer dacha. You know, it starts with something simple and leads to something big.
Gateway drugs, as it's often called.
And, you know, it's a hell of a challenge. You know, they say that 1 in 10 people are affected by dacha, 1 in 10 people are affected by alcohol. In other words, go on to become a druggie, go on to become an alcoholic.
Mm.
So, you know, you don't know if it's going to be you or not.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking the substance, you're taking the alcohol, you like it, and then you can't stop it. So, you know, it's factual. There's no doubt. Don't think that your child is a sweet and innocent one that doesn't know what's happening. Because it's factual that most South African teenagers have tried alcohol. Most South African teenagers have tried dacha and the like. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something, don't say, not my child. You know, if you're close enough to your child and you talk to your child openly, they will disclose to you those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember growing up, my dad allowed us to have a beer. Sometimes we cheated and we had a beer 4 or 5 houses in a row where we were only allowed one. You know, we promised the next uncle we hadn't had a beer in any of the houses we had
before
had.
You'd been.
And it still happened. I mean, that's just what happens in growing up, you know. It's a challenge. It's a test to see what you can get out of it. But, you know, there's a great risk of developing alcohol dependence. So be careful. there's a great risk of saying, dacha means nothing. Mm. I mean, these days it's common to go to a party or something and people have got dacha cookies, smoking dacha, or you've got somebody that's going to give you dacha drops, or, somebody says, I've got a toothache, oh, put dacha oil on it.
And next thing.
You never know what the story is with it. There are a lot of friends that smoke it regularly, that there's nothing wrong with it. There are a lot of friends that can smoke it and then don't touch it for a month or two again.
Mm.
But just be cautious. The impact of alcohol, the impact of dacha is there and is very, very dangerous. The other thing as well is, that a lot of children coming out of school now, look after your children. They've got to either go to varsity or they're going to find work. And if they can't find work or they can't get into varsity, that normally has a mental impact on them. And in a lot of cases, they turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol as an alternative. They ask the question, why me? Why can't I find a job? Why can't I go to varsity? And then they get their delight, if you want to call that, out of having a drink and drowning their sorrows, as they call it. But that doesn't help anything. Stand by your children. Make sure that you're helping them there. Get help. Someone that cannot communicate with your kids, my advice is get help. You've got psychiatrists, you've got doctors, you've got attorneys that you can go to. All those type of people can chat to children and put them on the right track. So that's where we really are today. It's a warning to the kids that are finishing, well, you young adults, you're not kids anymore, but also to kids that are still at school as well. Beware of alcohol. Beware of drugs. Don't just be one of the group. So feel compelled that you must drink, that you must smoke dacha, that you must go to the rage party. There's nothing shameful if you don't happen to go to the rage party. Yes, I know it's a big thing, and I know that the kids really want to be there. There are a lot of parents that can't afford it neither. I remember when my kids matriculated, there were one or two that couldn't afford it, and a couple of us chipped in and made sure that they went, which I'm sure still happens today. So after parties, rage parties, holiday safety, all there, please make sure that you look after your children, talk to your children. You should have a working relationship with your kids. If you've been a good parent and brought them up correctly, they should have nothing to hide from you. I mentioned, no, I'm not perfect, but I know that my kids have nothing to hide from me. It's open. We discuss. If they gain somewhere, we discuss and that type of thing. And even with my grandkids today, we have that openness where, if something happens, we stand by, we support them. It's not a case of all kids do something wrong. All of us have done something wrong. There's no doubt about that. Nobody must ever tell me I'm a goody-goody. I've never stepped out of line or anything like that. That happens. So, it's there. That's basically the chat today that we've.
And
that we have. It's a short, simple one, but
it's a very, very important one. But Peter, you identified one of the problems that I think exists, and I'm just speaking from my point of view here, is that this was one of the root causes of the Enyobeni tragedy, because you mentioned it's all about a good relationship between parents and children, and if you look at where, for instance, the Enyobeni tavern is situated, and you look at the socioeconomic conditions of that area, I can almost guarantee that the relationship between the parents and the children was probably at best dysfunctional, which is what led to this sort of mass hysteria and the we need a place to have an outlet at 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, where normal kids that have got a good relationship with their parents in a disciplined environment are probably at home in bed by that time.
Absolutely, Wayne, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I also say though, that everybody's clamped down, the tavern has to be demolished and things like that. Everybody's pointing fingers at the tavern, the tavern this, the tavern that, the owners of the tavern. But I'm a firm believer in a simple little theory that if you point your finger, your pointing finger, there are three that point back at you.
Right, right.
So, don't don't just blame one side. Not my child was innocent. My child went with the group to the tavern. You know, if it's pepper gas that they sprayed that made it toxic and that type of thing, you know, there must have been a reason for it. It's not something that just happened. The children must have got out of hand. The children must have been doing something wrong. They don't deserve to have been to result in the death. I strongly disbelieve that. I don't believe the tavern security was correct. But if you look at it, it's both sides that are to blame. You know, both sides are to blame. And I've spoken to one or two parents on that tavern who have admitted that and accepted that. My child should not have been there. You know, I did not know that they were going there. Apparently they had gone somewhere else and they couldn't stay there. And then they went to this tavern and that type of thing. But that's what alcohol does. It entices you to move in a group. You know, you go somewhere, we go out on our little Wild Coast area over there, and you may be at a bar in Sinso East, and they say, oh, there's a nice party happening up the road at somewhere the movie else, or something like that, and everybody moves on. You know, you don't think. I mean, people stupidly ride all the way to town if they live out at our area, you know, not thinking that, oh, we don't have a driver. Oh, we've got to come back on those bad roads that we have on the way to, you know, you don't take it into account. You know, you don't think, you know, it's the same story that we've had so often, think before you ink. The same thing happens here.
Think,
you know, if you're going to go with alcohol and things like that, make sure that you're safe. Make sure that you have a way of getting back. I mean, how often don't I hear people say, yo, I don't know how I got home the other day. I traveled home at 25 k's an hour.
And I
see BCM, and we're going to go on a big drive for drunken drivers in December. It was in the paper the other day that there will be a campaign, drink and drive campaign, is going to be strong this year. So, you know, that's another thing. Anti-drink and drive is very important. Make sure you have a driver. Make sure you get a lift. Make sure it's a reliable person.
Who also isn't drinking.
You know? Yeah. So, like I say as well, you know, you get a lot of people that blame other people, but don't realize that there's three fingers pointing back.
The fingers pointing back. No, that's very, very important. Well, Peter, thank you very, very much for that. And I think you've pretty much summed it up. I think summed it up very, very well. And, you know, where it's all about responsibility and taking responsibility at the same time. If anybody wants to get hold of you, how do they get in touch with Alam's attorneys?
Yeah, they can like us on Facebook. Just add a S to our surname, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar. Like us, and you can go in and see all the chats and everything. Other than that, we're situated at 6 Sansom Road in Berea. Telephone number 043-7211-018. I'll repeat that, 043-7211-018. And then they can also just find us a little side street where Pep Stores is in Debra Avenue. We're number 6 in that road, as I said, 6 Sansom Road. Sansom.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a good week and looking forward to chatting next week, Monday.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cheerio then. All the best. That's Peter Alam with a very, very important topic today, all about youngsters and alcohol. And the chats, as Peter mentioned, will be on our website later on today as well.